forward to Christmas. This is a peg which I'm sending to my children and my grandchildren. This is David Dolan. Sending this peg to Leslie, Harry, Gregory, Amy, Katie, William, and Christopher and Christy, and Spencer and Ashley. Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. Got a halfpenny, then God bless you. Now, the day before Christmas, by Margaret Chute. We've been helping with the cake and licking out the pan, wrapping up our packages as neatly as we can. And we have our stockings up beside the open grate. Now there's nothing more to do except to wait. The Joy of Giving by John Greenleaf Whittier. Somehow, not only for Christmas, but all the year long through, the joy you give to others is the joy that comes back to you. And the more you spend in blessing the poor and lonely and sad, the more of your heart's possessing returns to make you glad. The Elves and the Shoemaker, Brothers Grimm. There was once a shoemaker who, through no fault of his own, became so poor that at last he had nothing left but just enough leather to make one pair of shoes. He cut out the shoes that night so they would be ready to work on the next morning. Then he laid himself quietly down in his bed and fell asleep. In the morning, after he had said his prayers and was going to get to work, he found the pair of shoes made and finished and standing on his table. He was very astonished and did not know what to think. He took the shoes in his hand to examine them more closely, and they were so well made that every stitch was in its right place, just as if they had come from the hand of the master workman. Soon a purchaser entered, and as the shoes fitted him very well, he gave more than the usual price for them. Now the shoemaker had enough money to buy leather for two more pairs of shoes. He cut them out at night and intended to set to work the next morning with fresh spirit. But that was not to be. But when he got up, they were already finished. That very day, a customer came in and gave him so much money that he was able to buy leather enough for four new pairs. Early the next morning, he found the four pairs also finished. And so it always happened. Whatever he cut out in the evening was finished by morning, so that soon he was making a good living and became very well-to-do. One night, not long before Christmas, when the shoemaker had finished cutting the leather for the shoes, and before he went to bed, he said to his wife, "How would it be if we were to sit up tonight and see who it is that does us this service?" His wife agreed and set a candle to burn. Then they both hid in a corner of the room, behind some coats that were hanging up, and they began to watch. As soon as it was midnight, they saw two neatly formed, naked little elves come in. They seated themselves before the shoemaker's table, took up the work that was already prepared, and began to stitch, to pierce and to hammer so cleverly and quickly with their little fingers that the shoemaker's eyes could scarcely follow them, so full of wonder was he. And they didn't stop until everything was finished and was standing ready on the table, and then they jumped up and ran off. The next morning the shoemaker's wife said to her husband, "Those little men have made us rich, and we ought to show that we are grateful. With all their running about and having nothing to cover them, they must be very cold. I'll tell you what, I will make them shirts, coats, waistcoats, and breeches, and knit each of them a pair of stockings, and you shall make each of them a pair of shoes." The husband consented willingly, and that night, when everything was finished, they laid the gifts together on the table instead of the cut-out leather. Then they placed themselves so that they could observe how the little men would behave. When the clock struck midnight, the elves rushed in, ready to set to work. But when they found, instead of the pieces of prepared leather, the neat little clothes all ready for them, They stood a moment in surprise, and then they showed the greatest delight. Swiftly they took up the pretty garments and slipped them on, singing, "What spruce and dandy boys are we, no longer cobblers we will be." Then they hopped and danced about, jumping over the chairs and tables, and at last they danced out the door. From that time on, the elves were never seen again. It always went well with the shoemaker, and he and his wife prospered as long as they lived. This one is by Kenneth Graham. It's from Wind in the Willows. It's called The Carol of the Field Mice. Villagers, all this frosty tide, let your doors swing open wide. Though wind may follow and snow beside, yet draw us in by your fire to buy. Joy shall be yours in the morning. Here we stand in the cold and sleet, blowing fingers and stamping feet. Come from far away you to greet, you by the fire and we in the street, bidding you joy in the morning. For ere one half of the night was gone, sudden a star has led us on, raining bliss and benison, bliss tomorrow and more anon, joy for every morning. Good man Joseph toiled through the snow, saw the star over the stable low. Mary, she might not further go, welcome thatch and litter below. Joy was hers in the morning. And then they heard the angels tell, who were the first to cry, "Noel." Animals all, as it befell, in the stable where they did dwell, joy shall be theirs in the morning. This is an old Christmas greeting. Sing hey, for Christmas Day, twine, mistletoe, and holly. For friendship grows and winter snows, and so let's all be jolly. And this next one is from St. Nicholas Magazine, January 1897. M for the music, merry and clear. E for the Eve, the crown of the year. R for the romping of bright girls and boys. R for the reindeer that brings them the toys. Y for the Yule logs softly aglow. C for the cold of the sky and the snow. H for the hearth where they hang up the hose. R for the reel which the old folks propose. I for the icicle seen through the pane. S for the sleigh bells with tinkling refrain. T for the tree with gifts all abloom. M for the mistletoe hung in the room. A for the anthems we all love to hear. S for St. Nicholas, joy of the year. And in this book, this is called The Birth of Jesus, and it's the story we know from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is an old Spanish carol. Shall I tell you who will come to Bethlehem on Christmas morn? Who will kneel there gently down before the Lord newborn? One small fish from the river with scales of red and gold. One wild bee from the heather. One gray lamb from the fold. One ox from the high pasture. One black bull from the herd. One goatling from the far hills. One white bird. And many children, God gave them grace, bringing tall candles to light Mary's face. This is one from A.A. Milne that I've never seen before. It's entitled The More It Snows. The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing. Here's another short one from Eileen Fisher called Merry Christmas. I saw in the snow when I tried my skis the track of a mouse beside some trees. Before he tunneled to reach his house, he wrote Merry Christmas in white in mouse. The Friendly Beasts. Jesus, our brother, strong and good, was humbly born in a stable room. And the friendly beasts around him stood, Jesus our brother, strong and good. I, said the sheep with the curly horn, I gave him wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I, said the sheep with curly horn. I, said the dove from the rafters high, I cooed him to sleep so he would not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my mate and I. I, said the dove from the rafters high. I, said the cow all white and red, I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I, said the cow all white and red. I, said the donkey shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried her safely to Bethlehem town. I, said the donkey shaggy and brown. And every beast by some good spell in the stable dark was glad to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel, the gift he gave Emmanuel. This one's called The Thank You Note. I wanted small pierced earrings, gold. You gave me slippers, gray. My mother said that she would scold unless I wrote to say how much I liked them. Not much. It's by Judith Yorst. This one's called The Tardy Santa Claus. I am a little Santa Claus who somehow got belated. My reindeer didn't come in time, and so, of course, I waited. I found your chimneys plastered tight, your stockings put away. I heard you talking of the gifts you had on Christmas Day. So will you please to take me in and keep me till November? I'd rather start Thanksgiving Day than miss you next December. By Kate Wiggin. a woman named Mrs. S. Claus. A woman named Mrs. S. Claus deserves to be heard from because she sits in her den baking gingerbread men while her husband gets all the applause. There was a ship a-sailing on the sea, and it was deeply laden with pretty things for me. There were raisins in the cabin and almonds in the hold. The sails were made of satin, and the mast it was of gold. The 4-and-20 sailors stood between the decks were 4-and-20 white mice with rings about their necks. The captain was a duck, with a jacket on his back. And when this fairy ship sailed, the captain, he said, "Quack!" It's an English song.